May the words of my lips and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was a young man, many years ago, my vicar was called Colin. And though it was a long time ago, I'll always remember a sermon that he gave in which he said that many people preparing for the ordained ministry go through a period of rebellion, a time of hard-heartedness, maybe even a time of atheism. He may well be right. In his case, it happened over one long summer vacation. He hadn't been to church, near a church, since term had ended, and he was seriously considering not going back to theological college and walking away from the Christian faith once and for all. But one Sunday in late summer, he just happened to wander into a church. He didn't quite know what time of day it was, and he came in halfway through the service. And as he came in and sat at the back, these words were being said, familiar words, words that he had heard many times, but on this occasion, they were for him. The words were these, "Come to me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you." These words, the comfortable words, the strengthening words, were said every Sunday in the old prayer book service. So they were very familiar words, but on that Sunday they were said to Colin. And in their grace and gentleness and warmth, they broke through to him and called him back to Christ. What wonderful words, and how they must have touched the hearts of thousands over the years. We've heard them again this morning. "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Perhaps these words were strangely familiar even when first spoken, because they do echo other passages of Scripture. Now, it's hard to think of anybody speaking about their own humility, but surely Jesus' his whole manner was a humble manner, and he was somebody who people found approachable. And later on, his being who he was would put people in mind of that Scripture about the king, that strange prophecy in Zechariah, the king who comes humbly, humbly riding on a donkey, and particularly once he'd acted that out on Palm Sunday. And his words do echo a verse in Jeremiah where the prophet urges the people to seek the right road, the ancient path, the good way, and walk in it, and there to find rest for their souls. And the image of taking the yoke of God's wisdom was very well known at the time of Jesus. We can read it still in our own Apocrypha, in Ecclesiasticus or Sirach, chapter 6. "Put your neck into wisdom's collar, stoop to carry her on your shoulders, come to her wholeheartedly, keep to her ways, follow her track. In the end, you will find the relief she offers." So there's a similarity. The images, possibly the words, were perhaps familiar even then, but Jesus gives them a whole new meaning. I like the paraphrase of these verses in the Message Bible by Eugene Peterson. He writes, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." I love those words about the unforced rhythms of grace. Jesus addresses the tired, the worn out, those who find life a struggle. And the context of these words was the hard-heartedness of many of the people who knew Jesus, for whom he was a local lad, a familiar figure. Our gospel misses out the verses where Jesus speaks of the towns of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum, and he compares them rather unfavorably with the foreign cities of Tyre and Zidon, and even the notorious Sodom. He says on Judgment Day, they'll come out better, because the people of the Galilean towns, the people who see Jesus day by day, week by week, are so closed to him, so set in their ways, so inflexible, so hard-hearted. Early in the chapter, we had heard the last words from John the Baptist, carried by his disciples. John was now in prison, now going through his own period of unbelief, a bit like Colin, needing reassurance. Are you he who is to come? Or should we look somewhere else? He wondered whether he'd wasted his life in mistakenly believing in Jesus. And so Jesus sent him a message of reassurance. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lepers are cleansed. In other words, don't worry, John. You are on the right track. Everything is as it should be. And this led to a discussion about John the Baptist. And then we come to the opening words of our gospel. This generation are like children playing in the market. Let's play funerals. No. Let's play weddings. No. Those children with their grumpy faces, they weren't very grumpy, were they? I'm sure they can be grumpier in real life. This is the one time in the Gospels where Jesus says anything negative about children. Little ones are usually a positive role model, a symbol of humility, of trust, of transparency. But here he reminds us of the other side of children, the sometimes awkwardness, the stubbornness, the I'm not going to play with you no matter what you say. You're not going to make me happy. John the Baptist was wrong. He was too strict, too serious. And Jesus was wrong. He was too laid back, too accepting of people's faults. There's no pleasing some people. It's out of this frustration with the hard-heartedness of many of the people around him that Jesus issued this invitation. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. It's only the broken who can hear. It's only the struggling who can respond. It's only those who don't know all the answers. It's only those who aren't sorted out. Paul, in his youth, must have been an annoyingly sorted out person. He speaks of himself somewhere as a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to righteousness, blameless. He must have been a real pain. But there was another side to him. Deep down, he wasn't sorted out at all. We read in Romans, I do not understand my own actions. I do not do what I want. I do the very thing I hate. I delight in the law of God, but I know that nothing good dwells in me. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me? It was Paul's vulnerability, his inner turmoil, his struggles, his problems that opened him up to the love of the risen Christ, that prepared him for his Damascus road. Who will rescue me? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The nature of our inner problems may be varied. Are they intellectual? It's hard for many people to believe in God in a world such as this and in the prevailing culture. Do we wait until we have read all those big philosophical books we always meant to read? Shall we have to work our way through all those first? No. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Could our problems be emotional? We simply don't feel anything. Our so-called faith is all dry and dusty. It's just words. Do we wait until we feel better? No. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Or are we, like Paul, struggling with some moral issue that we simply cannot master? Do we conquer that first? No. Come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. And what does it mean for us to come to him? We cannot just walk up to him like the people of Capernaum could if they'd wanted to and sit and listen to him. But as always, it's the small things that count, the little steps that we make towards him, those few vital minutes of prayer each day, the opening up of the scriptures as we dwell and think on those words and make them familiar and internal, the seeing Christ in others and being open to their needs, the coming together here to receive the sacrament and to encourage one another on the Christian way. It's the small things, the ordinary things. Christ will do the rest. We have his promise. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.